We're on Kuf Yud Dalet, the end of the Siman on Mechiras Chametz. It used to be a problem, it still is a problem, most probably, if you own animals and the animals need to eat chametz, so you can't sell them, you can't feed them chametz on Pesach. So what people used to like to do is sell their animals to the Goyim for the duration of Pesach, and some would give them a heter to do that. The Kitzer says that it's a practice which should best be avoided. It's bad enough you have to sell the chametz itself, but to sell the animals in order to get them back so that they shouldn't be fed chametz by you, but by the guy, is taken too far. And if you need to, he says, to ask a shayla. To lend chametz to another Jew so that he gives you back chametz after Pesach is perfectly fine. You're assuming that he's not going to give you back the same chametz. However, there are some places where they had a minig not to do that, because it looks like you're giving him chametz before Pesach and getting chametz back after Pesach. A chametz of a Jew in the reshus of a goy, let's say the goy is my shomer, or if I'm the goy shomer, I have his chametz in my reshus. So the laws, the dinim of these are very complicated, and you should always ask a shaylus chacham. You also have to be very careful, this is rampant, not to be nene from the chametz of a Jew who is chashed and not selling his chametz over Pesach and not doing bedikah or bittel, and therefore you have to make sure that if you buy from certain stores that it has any sure, and you know what you're getting. Finally, ends off the siman over here. We won't go through it. There's a number of different nuschais of shtar mechiras chametz as it was nogeya in many different places. Okay, then we move on to Sif Kuf Tesvav, right? Sif Kuf Tesvav are all the halachas of what happens when Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. This year we have Erev Pesach as an Erev Shabbos, but Erev Pesach coming out on Shabbos, you run into problems because you have to be able to wash on Shabbos. You can't have matzah on Erev Shabbos, so you have to have chametz, and it gets into all kinds of interesting things. So first of all, when do you do the bedikah? So you do the bedikah actually on Leil of Yud Gimel, which is Thursday night, which poses a problem for Bechirim if they're going to be fasting. By the time they get around to do the bedikah, they're going to be starving. So the halacha is that they can eat a little bit before they have to do the bedikah, or they can get somebody, be memana shliach, to do the bedikah for them, and not a problem. After you do the bedikah, so then you do the kol chamira as per usual, as you would after the bedikah's chametz. And the next morning on Friday, you do a sreifas chametz. However, you don't do the kol chamira after the sreifas chametz, because the kol chamira after the sreifas chametz assumes that you have nothing else left, which is not true in this case, because you have to keep over chametz that you're going to be able to use at the Shabbos sudas. So that last kol chamira is going to be said after your Shabbos sudas, when you get rid of the last chametz, shaking out the tablecloth and everything like that. For that Shabbos, you should make sure that you don't cook anything sticky in the pots, sticky chametz that is, because you won't be able to wash it out after the zman. So you should make sure that whatever you cook in the pots is not going to be chametz dick or some stuff that won't attach itself to the pots. You leave over just enough chametz of what you need for the Shabbos. And then when it gets to the Zman, so you take the tablecloths, or in our case, you have the, what's it called, plastic tablecloths, you know, shake out whatever crumbs there happen to be in there, you know, into the bathtub, and, you know, and make it go down. Or in their case, they would shake it onto the floor or into the air, get rid of it. And then you sweep the floor by ifen amutter. In our case, it's not a problem because we have solid floors, so sweeping the floor is not a problem. You put the kelim away in the area which was sold with the chametz, and that basically is what you have to do. In order to facilitate having your shalashuddas, so the minig is to daven very early, right? You daven either nates or a little after that, so you can get in two sudas. The two sudas really, you know, it's got to be by the end of the 4 hours. So the two sudas, generally what you'll do is you'll have one suda, but you'll break it into two by stopping, benching, taking a walk or saying a Dvar Torah. then starting up again, and that will be Yishal Shudis, and all of that will be before Mincha, which is Bidiyevet, but you don't really have a choice in this case. The Maftir on that Shabbos is a special Maftir. It's the Maftir from Malachi, which talks about the Bir Trumas HaMaisris, which is something which is pertinent to Erev Pesach, on the, what's it called, the certain years of Shemitah, so you have to get rid of all the Trumas of Maisris to make sure it was done by that date. Beseder. Also, if you have one of these situations where Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so you have to make extra sure that you mafresh challah. Because if a person wasn't mafresh challah, and now he has to eat the chametz dika challah the next day on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos. In a normal case, what you would do is you would just eat and then leave over a piece, and that would be the challah afterwards. But over here, you can't do that either because you have to get rid of the thing. So therefore, you're going to run into a big problem. In a pinch, there are different etzes that are given. He brings one from the Magen Avram that the Jew should take all of his bread, all of his challahs that he has, and be makne them to a goy. And he should just eat from the guy's chametz, but that way, if it belongs to guys, then he's not going to be chayiv in Afrosh's challah. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow is Thursday, and then what we're going to do tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, is Hilchos Hagala, which long simen, 18 seifim over here, or Dine Hagala, which you need for Kasher and Kalim. It's no gayer for Pesach. We don't do it too much because people are rich enough, Baruch Hashem, today that you have an extra set of kalim. But it used to be that people always did Hagala in places. They still will do Hagala and different things. But it's good to know Hilchos Hagala anyway. And then after that, beginning of next week, Be'ezras Hashem, so then we rebound into Hilchos Purim. We do Hilchos Purim, we said afterwards, and we'll go back to Pesach before the end of the month.